WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope everyone's been having a great week lately. My week's been looking up this past week, or I don't know what I just said. Back in the studio, praise. I love the studio. I feel so much better in the studio. How have y'all been? Have y'all been good? Have we been bad? We've been iffy. We've been goody, excellent, anything like that? Take a minute and think to yourself, how have you been? Just think to yourself, are you lying when you say you've been good, or are you actually telling the truth? So last week we talked about, what did we talk about? Did we talk about unfairness, I think? It's something along the lines of unfairness. I barely remember last week because it was so hectic. This week we're going to be talking about going with the flow. Now, we are still a part of our Be Aware series, which I know is kind of weird, but honestly, this is something we all need to be aware of, because if you cannot tell, I'm one of those people that I cannot stick to a schedule, apparently. I don't write scripts anymore, so everything, I'm just going with the flow. So going with the flow can mean a lot of different things. It can be interpreted very different ways. Going with the flow could mean your flight gets canceled and you have to go on a different flight. That's going with the flow. Or, me having to record at home instead of here. That's going with the flow. Or when your schedule gets changed at work. Going with the flow can be many different things. But the point I want to get across to you is that you can't control your life. That's why we're going to be talking about going with the flow. So this week's quote is going to be, go with the flow. You can't control the whole sea. The only thing you can control is your ship. Now, a lot of people want to think that they can control everything in their life. I can control this, this, and this, and this. Things happen. It's the way of life. You expect the unexpected and expect the expected. And unexpect the unexpected. Life is ridiculous. Life really does not care who you are. I think I said that last week. Life doesn't care who you are or what you are. I feel like this is kind of the same to last week. Is it? I hope not. Oh my gosh. I forgot to post on about Motivation Monday last week. Okay, we'll worry about this after this episode. As I was saying, expect the unexpected and expect the expected and unexpect the unexpected. Life is crazy. Life is unreal. Life is crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, you can have a plan for your whole life, and I promise you, you will not be going with that plan. Unless, I don't know. I mean, I wanted to be a meteorologist really badly. I didn't want to go to Alabama, and I'm here at Alabama in a creative media major. I also didn't want to have a podcast. Here I am. I also didn't want to have a social job. And now my job is to talk to customers and all that. So, life is really go with the flow. A lot of people tell me that I go with the flow a lot, which I kind of do. For example, whenever I applied, I didn't apply to Alabama. This is a story. I was sitting in science class, not supposed to be on my phone, but I was. And I was thinking about college, and I was like, it was November 2021. I was like, I really need to apply to college, but I don't want to go to college. I hate college. I hate school. I hate everything to do with school. I don't want to go to college. And Alabama popped up in my school email, and it said, today, waivered application fee, $40. And I looked at it for a minute. I was like, nah. I looked at it again. And I said, you know what? Why not? I texted my dad and I said, hey, can I have $40 to apply to Alabama? And he was like, what is this about? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what I want to major in. I don't know what I want to do. But it'd be cool if I got accepted to Alabama. And just an FYI, at this point, I was not doing great in school. I was doing good in school. I had all A's and B's. But my ACT, I made a 21. So it wasn't the best. It wasn't the best for scholarships, but it would get me where I needed to go. And he sent me the money. I applied. I forgot about it. I forgot about it. About 2 to 3 weeks later, I got an acceptance letter in the mail. And then I was like, well, I guess I'm going to Alabama. And that's that. We started getting serious about it. I went on a tour. I applied to Alabama before I even went on a tour. I paid my freshman deposit fee before I even went on a tour. So if that's not go with the flow, I don't know what is. Because my parents, bless their hearts, they were go with the flow with it. Everyone was go with the flow with it. Because I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know if I wanted to. Why is this up so high? Check, check, check. Okay. I didn't know if I wanted to, like, I didn't know what I wanted to major in. Because Alabama doesn't offer a meteorologist major degree or whatever. So I had no idea what I wanted to do. I wanted to do news media. That's what I walked into Bama doing. But then I realized news media wasn't for me. I wanted to do creative media. So now I'm creative media with a minor that I don't even know yet. Probably criminal justice. Might be business. I don't know. I got to worry about getting through math right now. So, yeah. But that's my go with the flow story. Y'all probably have something similar to that. I mean, everything is go with the flow. Now, yes, you can have scheduled things. Like tomorrow, I have an award at 9 a.m. I cannot skip that award because I want to go with the flow and just do whatever life wants me to do. No, I got to get to that award. You know, there's some things in life that are scheduled. But the point of this is meaning that I can't say when I am 25, I am getting married. There's no way to prove that. You know, so I have to, you know, you just have to go with the flow. You can't be like, I'm getting married at 25. I'm having kids at whatever age. I'm retiring at whatever age. I'm getting this job. I'm going to get this income. I'm going to live in this city with this house, with this car, with blah, 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 blah. Now you can have a plan. Like, I'd like to have a new car one day. Do I know what car? Do I know when? No. Because I'm going to go with the flow. Going with the flow will ease your stress, I promise you. I know it's like really stressful when you have a plan and it's not going the way you want it to, but everything happens for a reason, and I'm very serious about that. I feel like Motivation Monday is very chaotic. Is Motivation Monday chaotic? I feel like it's chaotic. I feel like it's chaotic. I feel like it's chaotic. Okay. You know what? Let's just get into today's story. Today's story is called Going with the Flow. That is such a basic title. I thought it was something different. Going with the Flow. This story tells of an old man who accidentally fell into the river rapids, leading to a high and dangerous waterfall. Onlookers feared for his life. Miraculously, he came out alive and unharmed downstream at the bottom of the falls. People asked him how he managed to survive. He said, I accommodated myself to the water, not the water to me. Without thinking, I allowed myself to be shaped by it. Plunging into the swirl, I came out with the swirl. This is how I survived. That's it. That's a very short story. But yeah, sorry. The bottom of the story caught me off guard. Usually there's like a moral of the story at the bottom that I like to say, but there wasn't there. Yeah, go with the flow. He literally went with the flow. Literally. But guys, what I'm trying to say is that everything is not going to go your way. Everything is not going to go your way. Some things will, some things won't. Expect the unexpected. Life is hard. Life is difficult. Life is life. Life really just sometimes likes to look at you and just knock you upside the head. Like, believe me when I say that. Life is unfair. Life is dumb. Life is chaotic. But life is also beautiful. It's worth living. It's wonderful. It's chaotic in a good way. And just because it's not going your way doesn't mean life is going to be a disaster, if you know what I mean. Life will turn out okay. No matter your plan, no matter if you're going with the flow or not, just know that it's okay to loosen up and just go with whatever life is handing you at the time. Because sometimes life hands you the dumbest stuff. But like when I've talked about this before on here, when I got held back in second grade, I thought it was the end of the world. I was like, this is so unfair. All my friends are going to be great ahead of me. Like, this is unfair. But no shade to the class of 2021 or 2020. Because I was held back, I got a prom. I got a graduation. I got to do my walkthrough at my elementary school. I got to do all that. I got to go on every away game being captain. We got to go and perform for the schools, the elementary schools. You know, if I was in class of 2021, I wouldn't have been able to have that. I would have had a graduation, but it would have been very limited to a certain amount of people. My prom would be limited. I wouldn't have been able to go to schools. I couldn't do my walkthrough at my elementary school because of COVID at the time. So, like, life... I'm thinking of how I want to word this. Hold on. Life, you know what? I'm just going to end it with expect the unexpected, expect the expected, and unexpect the unexpected. Does that last part make sense? Probably not, but that is okay. And I had a song. I swear I did. I don't remember it now. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, well, actually, I do have a song. I have been listening to this song a lot, mostly because, oh my gosh, I need to quit kicking this extension cord because last time I kicked it, the computer shut off and I lost all my motivation Monday. This is a Taylor Swift song. It's called You're On Your Own, Kid. It is really, really great song. I've listened to it so much. I think it's not about, like, I don't know. But in it, it says... You're on your own, kid. You always have been. Because while, yes, we've had our parents, while, yes, we've had our brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, grandparents, blah, 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 at the end of the day, you're on your own, kid. And that's fine. Oh, let me see if I can find this thing. I probably can't play it. But it says, the scary thing is that you're on your own now. But the cool thing is that you're on your own now. And that can be interpreted in different ways. Now, the post I saw it was for a graduation, but it was, you know, it can be applied anywhere. While I'm not saying ditch your friends and go off and do stuff on your own, I'm saying go with the flow, and if some things you have to deal with on your own, then it's okay. This feels really chaotic, guys. Am I making any sense? I had one of those charged lemonades from Panera today, and I feel like I am bouncing off the walls. I don't think I should drink another one of those because I feel like I could go and, like, climb Denny Chimes. I don't know. I feel very chaotic right now. But, yeah. I had another song. I swear I did. But I guess You're On Your Own Now will work. I really wish I remembered the other one. How much you want to bet when I walk out of here, I'm going to remember it. Oh, well. Go listen to You're On Your Own, Kid by Taylor Swift. That is your song of the week. My challenge for you is to go with the flow. Just go with the flow. If something doesn't work out, don't get angry. Don't get violent. Don't get upset. I'm talking to myself, by the way, and just go on with it, because I promise you a year from now, it probably won't matter. A year from now, me arguing with my doctor about my prescription, it won't matter a year from now. Me getting upset because I didn't understand today's math lesson, it won't matter a year from now. I probably won't remember the math I learned a year from now, if we're going to be honest. Mom, Dad, I'm sorry. So... just know, if you are in a predicament, think, is this going to matter a year from now? And if yes, then I don't know what to do. But if no, then just go with the flow. You're on your own, kid. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is it for Motivation Monday. No. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Katie signing off for Motivation Monday. I hope y'all have a great week, a very motivated Monday, and please don't forget, stay motivated. I'll be talking to y'all next week. Also, hopefully I don't forget to post this one.